Charles, at all of the schools where our choir youth perform and teach classes, the group also runs an eye clinic and provides general health screenings. The eye clinic is run by Muscatine's Dr. Pete Corpy.
Kids are kids everywhere, and sometimes we deal with both ways. The kid will want glasses real bad, pretend like they can't see, and think it's the greatest thing. And then on the other hand, just the other day, we ran into a kid who really needed the glasses, but he wanted nothing to do with that. So, and the other kind of rewarding thing, having been here twice, is seeing people with glasses. And we said, well, when did you get those? And they said, well, when you were here last. And so at least some people are wearing them and doing fine. So
the first thing we try to do is ask them how they're feeling today and if they have any problems that come back over and over again that keep them, especially the kids, keep them from being able to, you know, run, play, do the things they want to do. And then we go ahead and look them over. Give them a basic physical head to toe, try to identify any problems. Got a few problems that we see over and over again. Try to address those problems that we see. And even on the kids we haven't seen any problems on, we'll give them some information that we've had translated into Albanian that can help them take some steps for preventive health.
That's Dr. Jo Drejos, a Muscatine veterinarian. She's one of three people providing health screenings. She works alongside Carolyn Hines of St. Charles, Illinois, and Captain Mike Hartman of the Muscatine Fire Department.
People are a lot healthier than they were 3 years ago, and that's a real positive sign there. One thing we are seeing more of now is the dental aspects. We have people with a lot of cavities and a lot of bad-looking teeth. We've referred a lot of people on to their dentist. We've talked about brushing the teeth, you know, twice a day with the toothpaste and flossing and everything like that. And that seems to be the big thing right now.
The Muscatine Kosovo Project's eye clinic and health screenings will see hundreds of children and adults during our 2 weeks here. More information on the entire trip is available at muscatinekosovoproject.org. From Jacova, Kosovo, I'm Keith Porter.